Simin Reish Lamed Hei, Halachas of Kriyashman Tfilah, Tfilah Shel Arvit. A small akdama to the inyan of Limud Halacha before we start. The Beis Yosef, in his akdama to Sefer Beis Yosef, he writes that he saw that there's many svarim that talk about Halachas Lamaisa, however nothing is bar. Somebody that's interested in learning the halacha, it's going to be very difficult to get the halacha lamaisa, especially when you don't have too much time to look up the makar of the, in the sugyas v'chulu. You try to open up a sefer, you open up one sefer, it says like this, another sefer says like this, another sefer says like that, and Ramel is going to be very difficult to find out what to do lamaisa. Says like the Gemara says in Shabbos, shal yimtza halacha beru v'shumachim. V'zenis kaim b'maloi muvan amila v'zmaninu. There's nothing that doesn't have a machlekes, and therefore the Mechaber set out to create a system where anybody that needs to know the halach will be able to find out what the halach is. Amelie said he's going to be machria what the halach is, or write a sefer of halachis. Lechatchila, he said he was looking to put it onto a different sefer, add it onto a different sefer, not to start it out, because if you'd have to write all the halachis himself and the Makar Advarim and the receipt, all the sheets to Rishonim, it would take up who knows how many Svarim. So he wanted to add it on to somebody who already wrote a sefer. He said he thought to add it on to the Rambam, which he actually wrote the Pirush Kesef of Mishnah. But he said he thought to write it on the Rambam, but since the Rambam only brings down one shita, he would have to bring down all the rest of the shitas that handle it, and that would be Marech Alav Adarech. So therefore he decided he's going to write a sefer on the tour. The tour brings down many shitas. Kamar always he brings down his father, the Rosh, and he handles the rest of the shitas. Lav dafki zoriz machria, although he himself goes like the Rush. And says the Beis Yosef, Memela, I'll just bring down the Makar and the Sugyo. I'll bring down the Svaris of the Cholkim. And I'll pasken halacha lemaisa. How am I going to pasken halacha lemaisa? So he said, there's three amudei oilom lehalacha that Klal Yisrael is saying machon. There's the Rambam, there's the Rif, and the Rush. And Memela, we have a Bezdin. We have three people. We'll go like the majority. However, the shtayim at a shalish are maskim, that's what we'll do l'alach l'maisa. And where they don't discuss it, he says, then we'll go b'aser the other g'dayli apayiskim. He says, generally, I didn't quote most of the he says the rishenim, he says the rush, the mordechai, the smag, sefer truma, goyis maimini, they generally go like shitas atayisvis. Mamela, very often he didn't even quote them because they went for shitas atayisvis. If he quoted atayisvis, it's mamela all the rest of the shitas. And he says, that's how he's going to pass on the halacha lemaisa, and anybody that lives in a different city that is benoik iser before I came around, they should be machzik b'minagam, because I'm a chacham shahira lekula, and their minig is lahachmir. Memela, they should keep with their minig lahachmir. Asay zakta mechaber, Beis Yosef in his akdama. Came along the Darkei Moshe. This is also in the Darkei Moshe's akdama to the tour, to the Sefer Darkei Moshe, and he says that he saw the same exact problem that the Beis Yosef saw, that they need a Sefer Psak, and he started writing a Sefer Psak. When he got up to Yeridei Hilchas Chala, who was Moifi al Pnei Sevel, the Sefer Beis Yosef, he says that Ipashit was basically Ois Mensch. He says everything that he did for all the years was, he says there's nothing Loi Mishpat HaBachara. He says after seeing such a Sefer, and it was Niskabel and Gans Klal Yisrael, he says there's nothing for him to do. Ipashit didn't know what to do. He says, "Idavim to Rebbeinu Shalom, hello, Yitzalti li bracha. Did you have at least bracha achas?" So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into his mind that in Echanami, he's going to add on something to the Beis Yosef. What's he going to add on? He mentions three things that he adds on: Sidur Advarim. He's going to add on tshuvas of the other tshuvas of the Gedolei Rishonim, which aren't mentioned in the Beis Yosef. And he says the main thing that he's going to add on is that though the Beis Yosef says that we paskin like the Bezdin, two out of three, but they're all kamoi, especially the Rif and the Rambam. They're kamoi, they're the earlier Rishonim, and the halach is we pass them like Basroi. We always go like the later Rishonim, because they saw the shitas of the early, all the shitas of the early Rishonim, and nevertheless they pass them differently. So vice-versa, that they understood that the achros of the other shitas and the other svaris of the Rishonim are machriya la halacha, and memela they went like that halacha, and that's how we pass them. So what happened to the Trumas Hadeshin, the Marivail, the Marik, and the Gedolei Rishonim, the Achroni, the Basroi of the Gedolei Rishonim, that you b'chlal didn't reckon with La Halacha. not only that, he speaks out later on. He says it's also our minig, like the Marival says, is b'derech klal, derech tesis. It means all the Gederli Ashkenaz, all the Rishenim Ashkenaz, the Smag, all the ones that the Beit Yosef mentioned that they go like tesis, all those, the Smag and the Smak and the Mordechai and the Rosh and the Grace Maimony, all these, that's b'etzem our minig. That's how we always paskin. And you just left them by the wayside for the most part. Memela, I'm going to always add in what the minig is of B'nai Ashkenaz and his Peres Mapa on the Shulchan Aruch to be Moisif, the Knechim. He says, the Iker is in a Hanami like a. The Iker is in a Hanami, like the Mechaber says. The Moisif will be Moisif a little bit, but there are Chalal, it happens to be that the Rif and the Rambam are from the same base measures. They always go the same Halacha L'maisa. The Rambam in his Akdoma to Mishnah Torah, he writes that you can't be Teifis on the Rif, in other words, you can't be Chelok on him, not even 10 places in the whole Shas, he says. He says that, Be'etzim, the Rif, the Rambam goes like the Rif, but there are Chalal in Psak. They came from the same base measures. But Mela, 9 times out of 10, or maybe 95 times out of 100, the Rif and the Rambam go together, Kineged the Rosh. But Mela, the Rif and the Rambam are the Poiske Svarad, and the Rosh is a Psak Poisik for Ashkenaz. Very often there's going to be differences in Psak La'aloch La'maitza. Mela, that's why the Rambam wrote his Sefer, the Darkei Moshe, the Rambam. Now, if you look at the Rambam in his Sefer, he has a Sefer Teres Chatas on Yerideo. He writes in Akdom, he says, you're going to ask me, what's the episode that sometimes I tell you what Allah is, and then I tell you, B'mokim Adchak, B'mokim Hefz Meruba, Erev Shabbos, Ba'oni, something, Mokim, which is considered a Shas Adchak, then we are Seimech on the other Shita. And I tell you, you can be Meiko. The Shaila is, how does that work? If the Allah is that you have to be Macher, what's the episode you can be Meiko? So we saw already, Betham, we saw in this Arasugya, Kedai Rav Shimon Lismech Allah B'Shas Adchak, even if Lechatchil you don't want to go, B'Shas Adchak, you could go. Says Ramah, I'll tell you what Pshat is. Even though Lahalacha, I felt that you could go like the Divrei HaMeikel, since there are Shitas in the Rishonim that said to be Machmer, Lechatchila I was Machmer. That means even though Me'ikra Adin I held that you should be Meikel, the Psak is like the Mekilin, nevertheless Lechatchila, to chap the other Shitas, you should be Machmer. B'Shas Adchak, you go back, you revert back automatically to the Iker Halacha. Betzim, we saw that in the Rabbeinu Yonah now. Rabbeinu Yonah at the beginning of Brachas. On the base of the base, with that favorite, he says, "Zehu ikar hayira lizar misvekois v'shleilas is a mitzvah derech hahergel." The ikar hayira is, he's talking about the sholish kechavim to wait when you have a suffix. Ikar hayira is to lizar misvekois. It's a suffix. No. A lot of people just brush it over. No, ikar hayira is no. Let's find out what the halacha is. But Meila says the Ramah kol kama. Actually, Ramah brings down this Rabbeinu Yonah lahalacha lemaisa and hilchas aseres mein tshuva. Bein hagiah to tshuva. He says that a person has to be a Safik Avera and he's more Harata than a Vade Avera. Because generally a Safik person says, no, probably wasn't an Avera. That's why some people do that Lechatchila, they just blow it over, Mestametz Mutter. He says, no, Ikra Ayir is by the Inyani Safik. The Mela you have a Safik, Lechatchila Techap the more Chomer Shita. Shas Adchak, you can be Mekel. The truth is that we Betzim saw that in this Sugyo. The Taz in Simin Reish Lamed Hei. He says, Leker Dedino, who's the Machaber passing like? He's passing like the Rebbeinu Tam and the Ri that you Yoytzeh V'Beis HaKnesses before Tzeis HaKechavim. L'Rav Chodemilso, you have to read Kriyashma later on. L'Rav Chodemilso, if you look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is, Mekshiyagia Zman Kuri Kriyashma B'Lei Brachis. It's telling me what the Halacha is, L'Chara. That you have, even though you read it earlier, you have to be Kuri Kriyashma. And that's what he's saying, that Be'etzim, that's L'Rav Chodemilso. The Rav Chodemilso means, you know how many Shitas there are in the Tanoim and in the Rishonim that you weren't Yetzi beforehand? Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua and the Braisa, they all hold you weren't Yetzi beforehand. Rabbi Nuyoyno, Rashi, the Rajba, the Ritva, Rabbi Nuyoyno, they all hold that you're not Yetzi, the Chachila, or even Afilu B'dievet, before Tzitz Gechavim. The Mela, even if you want a Paskin like the Mekel, But lechatchila one should be machmir to chap the shita that you get to the kol hashitas the kol ha'deis. There's a fascinating bir halacha that the Ilam saw last man in Simin Tafresh Nun Vav in Yuchas Dalad Minim. When you get to hider mitzvah, he says there's a machlokes what hider mitzvah shlish means, and is hider mitzvah shlish mean that if you have an esrog which is very small, if you get one that's a third bigger, you should spend more money, or means no, even if you have an esrog which is the right size, it's a big size. But if you get one which is nicer, then you should spend a third more to get it. Says the Bir Halacha. The Esrigoy Balulov Sheish Bech Shash Psul. An Esrigoy Lulav that have a Chash Psul, that means there's a Shita that holds that it's not kosher. Vuadin Bechola Mitzvahis. Shatoli Beplukta de Ravuso. Afsha Allah the kosher, even though the Allah Lamaisa is that we passing that the Esrigoy Lulav is kosher. Mikol Mokim Yishlem de Bazel Kuli Alma Tarch Lakayim Midim Mitzvah Shlish. Looking at Zachar Lotus Koladeis. If there's another Shita which is brought down, maybe you're not passing like it, but the Beis brings down another Shita. You should spend, everybody agrees, despite the fact that there's machlokes what hider mitzvah shlish means, but when it comes to being yotzei another shita, you should spend the extra shlish to be yotzei the shita, even though we don't pass them like that halacha l'maisa. What do you mean? I don't understand. My grandfather didn't do this. What's going on? No. There's an inyan to chap the shitas. There's an inyan to be mahader and to get all the shitas that are halacha l'maisa. Befrat that we, bizmanenu, in the 21st century, Tavshin Peyalef, many people are mahader and gashmias. Certainly, even though the grandparents didn't. None of the grandparents ate breakfast like they ate breakfast, and none of their houses looked like their house. Great grandparents, maybe. I'm talking to the wrong generation here. But it's everybody is fine being mahader and gashmias. We could be mahader in Ruchnias also, that's betzim. And the chapan other shita, that's betzim the halacha lemaisa that we're seeing from here. That explains a lot of halacha. Explains a lot of halacha, that a lot of the halachas that we're going to see in general halacha is lav dafki mikra din. What does that mean, mikra din? It could be that the mechaber paskins one way, the ramah paskins a certain way, and nevertheless the minhag olam to do it different, or the mishnah berurah says the chatzchila one should be machmer vasepis, because if you could then you should. It's interesting, Ramosha, Igus Moshe about teichin mashing a banana on Shabbos, and he brings down that the chazanish is machmer. Somebody asked him whether they not should be machmer for the chazanish. So he proceeds to go through all the G'dayle Achreinim to show that Achad Achad, they're all connected to Chazanish. And the Goyin and the Archa Shulchan and the Magen Avraham and the Mamash, a whole list. And he says, not only that, the Chazanish himself in his own Svara, Lachuro, he's so Yisra'at from Yinei Ubein, according to his own Svara, what Teichen is, it shouldn't be a Baal. But Allah Lamaisi should be Chayshul Lechatzkila for the Chazanish. That's what he says. If you can't, so then in Chanami, you can be Mekel. What do you mean? You just prove that you don't do it? No. Miyos Tevi says, Miyos Tevi, if you could chaf the sheet of the Chazanish, so why go connecting it? Why go connecting it? That's bigger the Mahalach in the Halacha. How do we paskin the Halacha L'maisa? Like we said beforehand, everything has the Machlekes. There's come out nothing L'Halacha that's not Shari B'Machlekes. Shloyim Tza Halacha Beru, Mishnah Beru, B'Shum Makrin. That's what it says in Chazal. That means nowhere. Come out any Shari that you're going to have, there's always going to be two sides. How are we going to be Machriya? It's not so simple to be machriya. Like Ramesha says, Ramesha was asked about how should you paskin halacha l'maisa when the minyan is davening earlier. Should you daven with them totally and just say Shema afterwards? Or should you say Shema with the brachas afterwards and say Shema Nesri now? He says, Ein lanu l'achriya. He says, we can't be machriya, you can do either one. We're also not going to be machriya. Who am I need to be machriya? However, I'll try as much as we could to speak out what the minyan ha'olam is, what we think the minyan ha'olam is, the halapachas. And most of the things, obviously, it could be that by the Svaradim things might be different than by the Ashkenazim, Ukadema. Al Pi Roiv, most of the shalas that I handled with Berkowitz when I asked him, spoke about in Brachas last time, we're going to get to Ashkenaz, not going to get to Svarad. But we hope to speak out, Be'ezer Hashem, the Minig Ha'olam Be'ezer Hashem. Now that the Olam saw the Sugya down from the Rishonim, the sugi is down to Allah HaMaisa, we can understand what the Indian is. Why not just learn Mishnah Berurah? Why do you have to start from the sugis down? When you start from the sugis, you see you have the whole background. Once you have the whole background, so then even the little nuances in other cases that the Mishnah Berurah didn't speak out, once you have the whole background, you already know what to say. You already know where the sugi is coming from. You can answer the questions yourself just by having seen the sugi. The tachlis of this limud is Asukish Mayat to live with Helchasa, is to live by what you learn. Not to just preach, and not to just learn, but to practice. And Ramelev is something that a person learned. Now, Kashir Tokim in a Sefer, says the Ramban. Kashir Tokim in a Sefer, Chavas Vashem Lamanatim Yesh Bodover Shatuch Alakaimo. Certainly, if you're learning Shulchan Aruch, you should be looking in the Shulchan Aruch to see, is there something here that we could be Mekayim? Ramela, I would say that it's Kedai, that any time that a person comes by a Chiddush, La Halacha, in the Mishnah Berurah, to write it down. Even though everything's written in the Mishnah Berurah, you can underline it. It's better to even write it down. Take one piece of paper. Dvarim shenizchad sheli la halacha lemaisa b'limud brachis alibud hilchasa. Put it down, and you'll have the things that are in nizchadish la halacha. And now also, that we're finishing the siman, is the time to be misakim. If you weren't misakim every day, please Don't push it off. Take 5 minutes during Seder, after Seder, whenever it is. Be masakim the sugya down. What do we have? We have a Mishnah. We have Machlokes Tanoim. We have a Mishnah. We have a Braisa. We have different sheets of Rishonim. The Rear made no time this year. It's before him. The Rebbeinu Yonah says not. How does Machaber Paskin? What does the Mishnah Berurah say to do Halacha L'Maisa? You just went down from the sugya, the Mishnah, through the Rishonim to the Halacha L'Maisa. Today was Moshe at the end of the day. Masakim in the three lines. That's what you're coming out with the Halacha L'Maisa. Kedai to do it. That is the Tachlis. That's why we're here. Ein Leila Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ela Arba Amish Al Halacha. And with that, we will start Siman Reish Lamed Hei. Zman Kriya Shema Balayla Mishas Yitzias Shloisha Kerchovim Ketanim Vimuyoyim Emu'unon Yamtzinat Shiyetzei Hasofik Miliboy. Says the Mechaber that Halacha is that Zman Kriya Shema is from Tzeisei Kerchovim, which is Shloish Kerchovim Ketanim. It's really Beinonim, but since we're not Bekim, so therefore we have to wait till Shloish Kerchovim Ketanim. And if you have a Sofik, then we may wait till somebody that reads it before says Gechavim has a chiv to learn it again afterwards. Says the Mechaber, what happens if you're by a minion that's davening early? Then in a Hanami you should daven early together with them and learn Kriyashma again afterwards. Says the Rama, Miru Layasim Yisbalo. It's not exactly clear what he means, as the Biur Halacha speaks out. The Shaila is, who is the Mechaber passing like Halacha L'maisa? Which Shita is the Mechaber quoting? So the Pashtus is L'chayro, that he's passing like Rabbeinu Yonah, that the Zman Kriyashma is only like from Tzeis Gechavim, like the Simas HaMishno. And the male, anybody that lanes Kriyashma beforehand is not Yetzin. Not only that, if you have a Safik, it's Safik Darais L'chumro. And you have to be Chayz Vekhara. L'chara, even if it would be a Safik Darabanan, L'chatchila, you wouldn't be allowed to lay in Kriyashma then, even though it's a Safik Darabanan. L'chatchila, to do Safik, make a Safik Darabanan is not so Pashim. But Fratz, it's a Darvish Yesh L'matirim. You could wait till after Tzeis Gechavim. Certainly, now that it's a Safik Daraiso, even if it's Kore Kredu Machain, since it's a Safik whether or not you're Yetzimi Daraiso, Safik Daraiso L'chumro, and you don't have to lay in Kriyashma again. The only thing is, as the Taz is Ma'irer, if that's the case that it's going like Rabbeinu Yonah, then L'chari should have told me, when you're laying in Kriya Shema earlier, when you're laying in Kriya Shema earlier, you should have told me not to be Yotzei, to be Mechav and not to be Yotzei, Mitzvah's Kriyashma. And the Mechaber doesn't say that. Even though the Mishnah Berurah speaks it out, Mechaber doesn't say it. Another thing that he doesn't say, which is like Rabbeinu Yonah, is he doesn't tell you to say Avas Olam later on. Even though you're learning Kriyashma again, he doesn't mention that you should say Avas Olam. Mamela says, the Taz and Inachanami, the Mechaber was Chuzer from what he said in the Beis Yosef, and even though the Beis Yosef, he went like Rabbeinu Yonah, nevertheless, he was Samech, Me'ikar Adin, Ripaskin, like Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, that you could be Yetzi beforehand. And that which you have to say Kriyashma again, it's not Me'ikar Adin, it's the Rav Chadamilsa, to chop all the rest of the Shitas. Even though the Mechaber says Kuri Kriyashma, but it's Me'ikar Adin, you have to be Kuri Kriyashma. It's the only the Rav Chadamilsa to be Kuri Kriyashma. It's not Me'ikar Adin. Comes along Rav Moshe, in Igus Moshe Chelik Beisim in Tzamach, and he says, no, it's Pashut that the Mechaber is going like Rabbeinu Yonah. They have to be Kari Kriyashma after Tzeis Gechavim. That which the Mechaber doesn't say, that you have to be Mechavin, not to be Yotzei Kriyashma, is because that was only a din b'negiyat Baal Tosef. B'negiyat Baal Tosef, you have to have in mind that you're not being Yotzei Kriyashma. Because if a person, since it's Shalei Bizmanai, if a person has in mind that he's being Yotzei Kriyashma, then in a Hanami, he's going to be over Baal Tosef. However, as long as he doesn't have in mind to be Yotzei, then it's not going to be a problem Baal Tosef. The truth is, if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, he doesn't say Yechavin Shaloi Latzis. He says, Lo Yechavin Latzis. You don't have to be Mechavin to be Yotzei, And lechera, that's the pashtus. If a person knows that he has to say Kriya Shema later on, then he's not being mechaber to be yotze. Lemela, that's why the mechaber didn't say that you have to be yotze Kriya Shema. That you have to be yotze, that you shouldn't be mechaber not to be yotze Kriya Shema earlier. That which he didn't say, that you should say Avas Olam. L'chura, the reason is because, like the Rashba says, Bracha Seinam Akveis. And since it's a bracha that we don't find, we never found Chazal told us to say Avar Abba by itself. And the bracha of Asher Kedishanu Min Tzoyis V'Tzivonu is a bracha, it's Meshanu Me'atbeya Shetavu Chacham, we don't find such a bracha. Lumeila, since the Rashba says you don't have to say it, even the Rabbi Nirna says that you do say it, most of the Rishonim seem to say that you don't have to say it. Rashi also the Pasha is mashma, you're not making a bracha. Mamela Salik Bracha Lahakil, you don't have to make a bracha since the bracha is not ma'akiv. Mamela the Machaber didn't bring down to say a bracha on Kriyashma. Now, what happens with regard to the brachas when you're davening earlier? Why isn't it a problem of a bracha levatola? So that the Mishnah Berurah says, quotes the Rashba, that it's not a bracha levatola because the brachas weren't niskan on Kriyashma. You're saying girl or bnei chayshul chayshul bnei har. Says Rabbi Nirna, that's not a problem, because since you're davening from shkia on, and from shkia the sun already went down, it's already girl or bnei chayshul. Now let's say you're davening from plaga mincha. Let's say you're not davening shkia. Plaga mincha is 3 minutes before shkia according to Rabbeinu Tam. The sun didn't go down yet. Can you say girl or bnei chayshul chayshul bnei har? The sharatin is mistopic. And he says the mashmois of the beginning of Rabbeinu Yehuda is that no, dafka when the sun goes down. But Misad Sheni says that the brachas have a din of tefillah, and tefillah is even for plaga mincha. Mamela, he says, zikr, if you said it, you don't have to go back. If you said it ready for plaga mincha, you don't have to go back. Ay, lamaisa, it says, girl, orm, nechaj, 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 and the sun didn't go down. You have to say, since the sun is mamish holding, is about to dip down, that's already girl, orm, nechaj, nechaj. The only question is, that's all fine if you hold that plaga mincha is like plaga mincha Rabbeinu Tam. 3 minutes before Shkia. But we do Plaga Mincha Bizmanenu. The Minig Olam, when they daven make early Shabbos, when they daven Ma'ariv early, is that they are Semich on the Plaga Mincha of an hour and a quarter before Shkia Sachama. Not an hour and a quarter before Tzitzik Chavim. So the sun is still high in the sky. It's not just dipping down. How could you possibly say, Gilorim Nechoshech, Mechoshech Mipnehar? So clapping that in a Chanami, L'chura, I don't know why Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it, but once you already quoted the Rashba and the Sharatim beforehand, L'chura being Semich on the Rashba. The Rashba never said that it has to be Dafka at a time that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is being Goyalodar. He says that it's a Tefillah, and Tefillah, you could be Yetzah at any time. Memela, as long as you be Yetzah, Tefillah can relate to the Goyalodar Amnei Choshech. It's a Tefillah that we're being Mispalo, we're being Shabeach, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what he does. But it doesn't actually have to be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Goyalodar already on this day. Found after the Zarach HaShem says the same thing, speaks it out. In the Mela, there's no problem to be yetzer with the brachas from Plaga Mincha. However, before Plaga Mincha, the Pasha says the bracha levatala, not only when you get to the Birchas Kriyashma, also when you get to Shmoyne Esrei, like it's Mavur and Mishlam and Beis, Mishlam and Gimel, and you'd have to go back and say the brachas again, and say Shmoyne Esrei again. Somebody that downs before Plaga Mincha is not yetzer bechlal, the brachas, Ukidem. The only thing is, how does that shtim with the Trumas Hadeshin? The Trumas Hadeshin says that they daven 3 or 4 hours earlier. How does that shtim? So we saw the Machzis HaShekel speaks out, Shad in the Magen Avrom. He makes a cheshbon. He says, Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Shkia, let's say. And if we have a very long day, you live in Gateshead, and Shkia is at 10 o'clock, and Netzacham is at 4 o'clock in the morning. So you have an 18-hour day. That means, if we're working Shoyiz Maniyos, every hour of the day, it's really an hour and a half, because it's an 18-hour day, it's not a 12-hour day. So that means if Plaga Mincha is an hour and 15 minutes before Shkia, that translates into how many minutes? An hour is really an hour and a half. 15 minutes is really 22 and a half minutes. A total of an hour and 52 and a half minutes. So Plaga Mincha is an hour and 52 and a half minutes before Shkia. Then we have another 72 minutes till Tzitzik HaChavim, which is an hour and 12 minutes. So you have an hour and 52 minutes plus an hour and 12 minutes, is 3 hours and 4 minutes and a half a minute. 3 hours and 4.5 minutes before Tzitzik HaChavim, you're allowed to daven. L'chura, that's Pshat, the Shuvas HaDeshen, that said 3 or 4 hours into the fourth hour. Now, it happens to be a very big chiddush because the Pashas, those two things are entirely disaster. If you can't also count Tzitzik HaChavim at 72 minutes after Shkia and say Plaga Minchas before Shkia. If you're counting Plaga Mincha before Shkia, then your day ends at Shkia. It doesn't end at Tesei Gechavim. So Mincha Tesei, to put another 72 minutes. You put another 13 and a half minutes to Shkia, to Tesei Gechavim, not 72 minutes. Either way, that's the cheshbon that they make. You get close to 3 hours beforehand. Now, the Pnei Yeshua says, Betzem Rabbi Yaakov Salman is Mechadish, said this Chiddush, and I found it after the Pnei Yeshua, but what was the bigger Chiddush is that I found it in the Aruch HaShulchan afterwards, that he says, his Lashon is, after bringing down the all the Limud Zechus on Klal Yisrael, he says, Umuvan She'in Zetirut Masvik, Ubehecher Chalamid Zechus Al Yisrael. That's Bederach Klal, the Aruch HaShulchan is Malamid Zechus on the Minig of Klal Yisrael, even maybe more so than the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah usually goes with the Halach Gevidah Sugya. The Aruch HaShulchan always comes to answer up the Minig Olam. And that's something that I forgot to speak out, and again to the Halacha is, like our Sugya shows, that even when you come down to the Halacha L'maisa, if the Minig in Klal Yisrael is different, then you have to answer up the Minig in Klal Yisrael. If everybody's doing this, they're doing it from the times of the Yerushalmi. Rav Haigrin was asked when he gave to the Shaila. All the Rishayim were asking the question. Down to Ramoshes is talking about the same Shaila. This is a minig that Klal Yisrael had for literally 1500 years. Then, HaMinig HaKefes HaZah HaLocha. And in a Hanami, we do like the minig, we try to answer up the minig, even though it's Kenegad HaLocha. Mamela says the Aruch HaShulchan to be Masber, this is really Pnei Yeshua says, he says that according to the Ri, that we don't pass on Kirbeinu Yerino, we don't pass on Kirbeinu Yehuda. Rather, your Lado Zman Kriyashma starts earlier. He says, Lav Dafka, you have to say that Zman Mariv starts when Mincha ends. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we hold the Kirbeinu Yehuda, Zman Mincha goes to Plag, and Mariv starts from Plag. However, Lav Dafka, you have to say that. It could be that Mariv starts even beforehand. Why would that be? Because what's Mariv Keneged? The Eivar Nupdarim. When you're allowed to bring the Eivar Nupadarim? As soon as you brought the Karban Tamid. As a matter of fact, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring the Eivar Nupadarim of Friday's Karban Tamid on Shabbos. You have to bring them during the day. It says Aruch HaShulchan, that's a big smash to be making on Erev Shabbos, even if you're not making the rest of the week. It's because you have to daven Marav, your connected Eivar Nupadarim is Erev Shabbos. It has to be Erev Shabbos, it can't be at night. When do you allow to start to bring the Eivar Nupadarim? As soon as you finish the Karban Mincha, from Mincha Gedolah, the Karban Tamid, from Mincha Gedolah. Mamela, your Be'etzim allowed to start Mariv hours beforehand, even before Plaga Mincha, since you could already bring the Ivarnu Pedarim, you could be Yotzei Yedei Chayvas Mariv. That's what he says. That's Lechura, and he says Lechura that will be shot in the Trumas Hadeshen, according to this. Lamaitza, the Minig Olam Bizmanenu, is not to be makdim that much, and we try not to go for the most part before the Plag, before Shkia. What to do Lahalacha Lamaitza? That we'll speak about now. What should one do, halach l'mayis, if he finds himself in a minion that's davening early? Should he daven with the minion, or should he wait till later on? So, l'mayis of the Mishnah Berurah gives two possibilities. He says there's machaber's possibility of davening everything with the tzibur and just saying kriyashma later on, or no, just daven shmoneh esrei with the tzibur and say kriyashma and the brachos later on. Each one has a ma'ilah, and each one has a chasar. If you say Kriya Shema later on, so then you get you lose your Smichas Gula Tzvila, according to Mishnah Berurah. Mashim Mitzad Sheni, you have the Maila that you have Kriya Shema with the Brachas, Bizmami. The Mishnah Berurah is not Machriya. Ramesh was asked the same question. He was asked, but again, when the Tzibur is davening Mariv by Shkia. That happened to be the question in Chelek Bei Simin Samach. When the Tzibur is davening by Shkia, what should you do in such a case? So he also says, he brings down the two Pshatim in the Mervai, and he says, Mi Ein Lanu L'Achriya. However, he says, don't do like the Maaser Rav. The Bir HaGrah brings the Bir HaLacha brings down from the Goyin that in Maaser Rav that he says that you should never daven early. Tefillah Bezmano takes precedence over Tefillah of Tefillah Betzibur, and therefore you should always daven Bezmano. Decide whether or not it's during the week or even Arab Shabbos that everybody else is Mekel, you should only daven Bezmano. It's actually in two different places in Maaser Rav, one clapping during the week and one clapping Shabbos. He says, don't do that, because the Maaseh is connected all the Rishonim. It's connected the two Pshatim and Rav Haigrin. It's connected all the Rishonim that said to daven earlier, not to push it off to later on. He says, however, in a case where if you daven early, it's going to be a Tarti Desasri, then in a Chanam you should daven V'yachidus later on. That happens to be the Mashmoyis of the Mishnah Berurah also. Mishnah Berurah says a person that always davens later on, and he finds himself by a minion where he's davening earlier, and he starts davening with them, and he realizes, Ayve, what am I doing? He says that you should daven. He says you should daven. Finish up the brachas and daven shmoneh esrei later on in the minyan. If you don't have a minyan later on, then it's better to daven now with the minyan, even though it's shalei bezmanai. However, if today you daven mincha after plaga mincha, klapi yud is going to be a tarti detasri, then you should daven be achidus afterwards. Don't do a tarti detasri. Even though Reish Lamed Gimel we saw that b'shas tzchak, his makeup for a tzibur who always davened as the tarti detasri to do that, because you're going to be mevatel tefillah b'tzibur if you tell them they're not going to be able to do it. Everybody's just going to go home. You're never going to have tefillah b'tzibur. But a yochid who's davening, a yochid shouldn't do that. If it's going to be a tarti detasri, it's better to daven be achidus. Even lachera, even erev Shabbos. Lachera is a tarti detasri. The Bir Halacha there in Siman Reish Lamed Zayin says best we don't have a kula to do a tarti detasri on erev Shabbos any more than any other time. Only to daven earlier, but not to do a tarti detasri. The Ramosh is mechadish even one tread weiter. He says even if today it's not going to be a tarti detasri, even if today it's not going to be a tarti detasri, nevertheless, if it's a tarti detasri on a different day, you're always marked to daven after Tzitzik Chavim. Today you got to daven minchah early at 1:15, so Klapi is not going to be a tarti detasri. But since you generally daven mincha up until Tzitzik Chavim, Mamela it's better to up until Shkiyas Lachama. Mamela he says it's nachrin to wait till later on and daven biyachidus. He says even if you want to say not to wait, it sounds like he's not 100% machriel klapei that nekuda. He says if you're going to do it, if you're going to daven b'tzibur, then in this case you should do like Rav Haigrain and push off the brachas to later on, to have the brachas bismanai and not to do it, not to say it now. The Mishnah Berurah didn't discuss that case where it's going to be a tarti detasri of two different days. Mashmoyis the Mishnah Berurah is that if it's a tarti detasri of two different days, then in a chanami it's not a problem. You daven tefillah b'tzibur earlier. However, in a case where it's a tarti detasri of today, then in a chanami you should daven b'yachidus later on. Look, kura according to the way the Mishnah Berurah comes down. That saves many people here, I think, from a lot of places where they daven. In a chanami, the place where their bungalow colonies and other places where they find themselves, is the tarti detasri mechatchila, and you don't have the option of davening later on in a minyan. If you have an option of davening later on in the minyan, then we'll see in Reish Lamed Vav Pashas, you should daven later on in the minyan. Don't do a tarti detasri if you don't have to. Don't even if it's two different days. However, if it's you don't have that option, then daven tefila b'tzibur earlier. What should you do halacha lamaisa? Should you say the entire tefila with the Shema and then say Shema afterwards? Or should you say Shema with the brachas afterwards? That the Mishnah Berurah is not machriya. They bring down that the Chofetz Chaim's son, in his memoirs about his father, says that his father was noig the second way, k'minig havasikin, to say Shema with the brachas later on, and daven Shemoneh Esrei, only Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. Rav Berkowitz told me that in Lakewood, Rav Schneier was noig like that also. When the Olam davened before 72, he would say daven only Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur, and he would daven Shema with the brachas after 72. However, it was myself that the minhag ha'olam is not that way. The minhag ha'olam, for the most part, is not that way. It's to daven the entire thing and Shema say later on. The mela, to boil it down, you flew into your niece's chasana. I'll leave it up to you to answer it. You should be able to answer all these questions after we. And the ha'olam is davening early. If you have the ha'olam to daven with a minhag later on, which you probably do not because it's Shever Brachas and you're not leaving in the middle of the Suno, the mela, you should daven together with them. Should you say Shema earlier? You should say Shema earlier. And you don't have to daven miyachidis. Especially on Erev Shabbos, there's more of a tzad to daven early, like the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Lamed Zayin. If it's a tarti detasri, then it's not pasher bechlal even on Erev Shabbos, and the mashmoris would be that you should be daven according to the Mishnah Berurah, daven yichidus later on. Now, if you davened earlier and you're saying Shema later on, what do you have to say in Shema? Says the Mishnah Berurah, two parshiyos yoytze. However, he brings that afterwards from the Shakatari, it's Mashma, the Yari Shemaim should learn all three parashiyos. Is he going like that Allah Lamaiso? He's telling you if you're Yari Shemaim, you should do that. You don't have to do it. So in Reish Lamed Tes, should have been Messiah, in Reish Lamed Tes is a Sharatian in Sifkot and Beis. He quotes a Magan Avram. Magan Avram Kosov Shtei Parashiyos Azul Tamei, Shepasak here, Talmidir Rabbeinu Yerno, the Betis Mitzrayim Yitzik, Mamashakar of Yerim and Mibay Yerno. Avlafi Masheherech Beshagatari.
He says you have to be Kari Medina. That's Mashmois of the Sharatin. Is that's how he's going. So you should say all three parashiyos. Now he likes to a very choshev yediyah, and that is you have to mechaven to be yotzei mitzvahs kriyashma and mechaven to be yotzei mitzvahs yitzias mitzrayim. Of course you have to mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, especially mitzvah daraisa. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says like this.
There's a savior, the Chaya Adam is a big savior. He tells us in Hilchas Kriya Shema, Shal Shachris, we'll see in Mitz Hashem, that if a person is davening Shachris, and he says Shema, why is he davening, why is he saying Shema? Because that's how the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah let's set up Tevila. So I'm doing what Chazal told me to do. So why did Chazal tell me to do it? To be Yeter Mitzvah. So even though I wasn't Mechavin, Lichatchila 100% be Mechavin, I'm being Yetzi Mitzvah Zayi Daraisa of Kriya Shema. However, if a person wasn't Mechavin, I'm being Yetzi Mitzvah Zayi Daraisa of Kriya Shema. Was he Yetzi or not? It's a Zichas Kavana, that Pashas of Daraisa, you're not Yetzi. In such an instance where it's Muchach Mitoich Maitzov, then what he's doing is being Mechavin the Mitzvah. You're sitting on Leila Seder and you're having Matzah. And you forgot to have in mind that I'm being Yetzi Mitzvah Matzah. You're Yetzi, because why else are you eating Matzah tonight? You didn't eat it last night, you're not going to eat it next week. The reason is you're being Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's Pashit. So too, when you're davening Kriya Shema B'toich HaTzvila, it's Pashit that you're trying to be Mekayim Mitzvah D'Oraisa. I mean, even if you didn't have in mind, with the Avedu Yetzer. But that's all when you're doing it B'toich HaTzvila. However, if you're learning the three parashiyos, not B'toich HaTzvila, so you're not, it's not klar from what you're doing, that you're trying to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. B'frat, if you're saying it Alamito, Memelo, you have to be mechavin, says the Sharati in there, you have to be mechavin, lehedi, they're being yotzei, also the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and also the mitzvah of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is only the first parsha. For Mazikin, it's always for Alam. So the other two parshas is the Hebrew thing of mine to be
yotzei. If you're not mechuyiv to do it, then you can't say that you're being mechayim the takana kefil chazal. If you're not mechuyev to do it now, you're not doing it teicha tvila, then inechanami, the reason why I'm doing it makur is because of that, but if you're not mechavin, then inechanami, you don't have what he says, that tzarech lechavin gam mitzvah seder. Hanu shum tishu hoylech li yisfalel mistam mechavin lekayim k'mo yishet tiknu chachamim. Masha'in kin bozer. When you're not doing it, you don't have that takanas lechamim there, and then you have to leg to the extra added kavana. Now, when do you have to learn Kriya Shema again? You davened early, so you want to learn Kriya Shema again. When? How many minutes after Teisa Gerchovim? After Shkiyas Lechamah? By Teisa Gerchovim. When's considered Teisa Gerchovim? If I wait 72 minutes on Matzah Shabbos till I do Malacha, then I have to wait 72 minutes? If I wait 40 minutes or 45 minutes, I have to wait 45 minutes? How do we paskin? So I saw in Halicha Shlema that Lamaitzer Shlema Zalman Itaka waited 40-45 minutes like the Mini Chazanish, like he did Matzah Shabbos. I don't know that that was. He Gwada says they bring down Hilicha Shleimai that not to be Moicha and the people that daven 20 minutes after Shkia, that was always the Menin Yerushalayim, and you could be Yetzi with that Kriya Shema. He says it sounds like over there, as long as they get up to Kriya Shema at 25 minutes afterwards, sounds like he himself was Machmer for 45, but you don't have to be Machmer. Rabbi Yashiv Lamaisa was Machmer for half an hour, and when he daven 20 minutes after Shkia, he thought he would say Kriya Shema again. I spoke to Berkowitz about it, and I asked him, I said, do you have to wait like Matzah Shabbos? He says, Lamaisa over here, it's not so pashut, because it's not like Matzah Shabbos. There are shitas in the Rishonim, and shitas in the Tanoim, that you yotze even before Teisa Gerchovim. So it's not pashut b'chlal, that you have to wait till afterwards. Somebody wants a chashuva, Talmud Chacham asked me, he says, they put up a sign in Yeshiva's Mir, I forgot what sinus it was, the Sarva Tevis, or they daven 20 minutes after Shkia. So somebody put up a sign, they have to lay in Kriya Shema again. He says, I'm chalik. Do you have to learn Kriya Shema again? He says, Chorei, it's fake faker. Sofak, whether or not we pass like we've been with time in the ring, and then we get to him if you lose your body. Even if not, it's ready. It says Gechavim. It says Gechavim is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, or 3/4 of a mil. 13 and a half minutes, or 18 minutes if it's a 24 minute mil. If you're not going to be in time, it's a fake faker. A fake faker is even by the Raisa. Lachor is a good cheshbin. Exactly at what point I don't think anybody is medical for 13 and a half minutes, Lamaisa. Not less than 20 minutes. If you daven 20 minutes afterwards, Lachor, you are Yetze, Lechatchila. It's better to wait for half an hour. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv, even though they waited 72 minutes on Matzah Shabbos before they do Malacha, when it came out of Kula, they, for example, on Leil Chanukah to Matzah Shabbos of Chanukah, they would light right away after 35 minutes or so. But they held Meikra Adin. Tzei Shabbos Lachor for sure, that's considered, I think that's the Ungenumen Tzei Gechavim for the most part, that's even for Malacha Daraisa, which is usually somewhere after half an hour, between 31 minutes and 38 minutes. I think Rabbi Yashiv went after half an hour, Lechatchila, if you could wait half an hour, Matev Manayim. Lechor after 20 minutes is also, what? Could also be. What about America? In America, it's a very good question. Lamaisa, there Shkia does take much longer, Nechatchila, Ramesha said that 50 minutes in America is 72 minutes in Lublin and many other places. And there are, when you get to Masa Shabbos, many people wait 50. L'chora, you wouldn't have to wait as long, but Nechatchila, if you could, then in Echanami, since it's nice and not 72, it's a 50. You're hopping also maybe a 72 of Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe it is Kedai to wait that long. Though it's, if everybody waits that for Matzah Shabbos, certainly that's long enough to wait for Shema. Now the last halacha we're going to get to this is, are you allowed to eat before, let's say you learn Kriyashma early, you daven Kriyashma after Plaga Mincha with the Olam, and now you're having Shabbos Shavu Brachas, so you're coming to sit down to eat, and it's already Tzeisek HaChavim, or Shkiyah Zachama, are you allowed to sit down and eat before you learn Kriyashma again? So the Mishnah Berurah says, quotes the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that it's not a problem. You're allowed to eat. Since you already learned Kriyat Shema beforehand, you're allowed to eat. It's not a problem. The Shaila is, why is it not a problem? Of course it's a problem. Very good that you're Mekayim. Maybe you're Mekayim according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. We don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. We pass like Rabbeinu Yoina. That means you haven't been Mekayim in Mitzvah D'Oraisa till after Tzeis HaKechavim. What rech do you have to eat? Who cares that you learned it beforehand? The Taz gets out of it and he says, no, I'll tell you why. Because you have a Min Kavua. You have a Zman Kavua of Kriyat Shema Lamita. Like Rashi says, Mamela, since you're not going to forget that you're for sure going to say Kriyashma before you go to sleep, Mamela, it's not a problem. Agav, not going to help you for the last parasha, unless you say all three parashiyas, and that's maybe also a shalom of their ice, like we saw beforehand. However, if you're saying Shema anyhow, and your derech is to say all three parashiyas, then in Echanami, it'll help you. But according to the Magen Avraham, L'chura, what's the heter? The truth is that I don't have a good answer. I really don't have a good answer. The mashmoit is, since you are already yoytzeh derabanan, since the whole Isser Achila is only din derabanan, it's together, hey mamru, hey mamru. They asked you from eating, and they told you, if you're mekayim, the cholopachas, and a derabanan dika level, then, according to the Rashi, bepashas, you were yoytzeh the second and the third parasha, or at least the second parasha, you were yoytzeh the kriyashma, that which is negea to the derabanan. Vemela, even though you should lay it again, vemela, we're not machmer benegea to the Achila. Though, it really is toin beer, because you weren't yoytzeh the deraiso. The truth is that Allah Alamaiso, the Mishnah Berurah says that Nochen Lizar not to eat beforehand. Once it hits Tzeis HaKechavim, Nochen Lizar not to eat before you say Kriyashma again. And the interesting thing is, he brings down on the bottom, he says, according to the Goyin, for sure. Why? Because the Eli Rabbah says that because Lav Dafka, we pass like the Rinu Beinu Tam. And according to the Goyin, for sure. Because the Goyin holds that there's your Zichr not Yetzir beforehand. If you're Zichr not Yetzir beforehand, you weren't Yetzir at all beforehand, then for sure you're not allowed to eat beforehand. If that's the case, that according to the Goyin Zichr, so if you're passing like the Goyin, then you shouldn't be allowed to eat. The question is, do we pass like the Goyin? So earlier, one Amid earlier, Mishnah Berurah says, I have a great idea. When you're saying Shema, says the Prima God, to make it tonight. If the Lach is like Rabbeinu Tam, then I want to be Yetzir now. If the Lach is not like Rabbeinu Tam, then I'll get Kriyat Shema Bezmane, Im Svich Zgulat Tzmila, Hakol Mokemi Yavah Bishalim. However, if there's not the Lach is not like Rabbeinu Tam, then I want to be Yetzir later on, after Tzeis HaKechavim. Says Mishnah Berurah, I wasn't matik here because according to the Goyin, it's not even a suffix. You have a suffix, maybe according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're Yetzir now? You're Yetzir like Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam is not even a suffix, he's not a player. But Mela, I didn't even bring it down. So that means according to Mishnah Berurah, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't even count as a suffix. If that's the case, then Zichr, you're not allowed to eat beforehand. I'm not sure what happened. Vosef is over here, he has a suffix clapping this. But might say have a Magen Avraham that says not that way. The Magen Avraham says, even though the Magen Avraham is going, then we pass like Rabbeinu Yoina. However, he says, since you read Kriyat Shema beforehand, then Mamela, you don't have to worry. So we have who to be Samechon. But if you're being Choshish, that you weren't Yetzeh, and because you weren't being Yetzeh, you weren't Yetzeh yet, therefore you shouldn't be able to eat. L'chura, the way that it wasn't Choshish for Rabbeinu Tam at all, it should be Asa to eat. L'maisa, that is what the Mishnah Berurah says, Nochin Lizar, not to eat. If you're ready, it's ready to say Zekachavim, you shouldn't eat before saying Kriyat Shema again. Then there's a shaila. What happens very often on Erev Shabbos is you make early Shabbos. This we'll get to. It's an interesting shaila. Shagasari is a whole tshuva when you get to the shaila. The derech klal, a person makes early Shabbos, and the melee, but he starts the suda. It's ready before Tzeis HaKechavim, and therefore he's allowed to start eating. However, once he hits Tzeis HaKechavim, he's already in the middle of the suda. Hitzcha beheter, it's not a problem. Now he comes to benching. He finished the suda. Does he bench first, or does he say Kriyat Shema first? Which is the tadir? Tadir v'shein etadir, tadir kredim, or not? What do you do first in such a case? That the Shagasari has a shayla to get to. Maybe we'll get to that at a different point. Sif base. The Mechaber says, Oseh la'haschalechol chatzishol samach zman kriyashma shalarvis. Mim hischalechol achashigiyaz mano. Mafsik v'kerei kriyash mabalei berchasev v'gerim esudasim v'achak v'gerim berchasev v'espalom. If you started beheter, then you're allowed to continue. If you started be'isser, then you have to stop in the middle. Havalein tzarech lahafsik l'tzvilo. Hoyal v'hizchel echol. Havalein lo yizchel echol v'shinot z'yodav tzarech lahafsik v'in shayis d'espalom mafsik av l'tzvilo. If you don't have time to daven, then zikr you have to stop even though it's only derabanan. However, even if you do have time, you get the kriyashma, you have to stop in the middle if it wasn't hizchel beheter. The question is, if that's the case, what heter does the Olam have after they come back from second Seder or after they come back from work and it's ready? Tesis Yechavim was way after 7 o'clock, was way before 7 o'clock. What heter do you have to eat before davening? So anybody that davens Baruch Hashem at 6:55, it's a little incentive to come. Crowd of the Olam asked me, what happens that you don't know? Well, wait for Sif Gimel, we'll speak about that one. So what heter is there? Is there a heter to eat supper before? Is there a heter to eat supper before you daven? Before you daven and say kriyashma. So the truth is that there are those that in Echanami say kriyashma beforehand, but it's only muted muta. And the meaning of many, many people is that they're not. They don't say kriyashma beforehand. The shail is why? What epis? What hula do we have not to daven beforehand? So it could be that if you don't wash, maybe that's only considered a tima b'alma. If you have a piece of chicken and you have potatoes and you have a salad, so l'chor you don't have chamesh zminim and you don't have any pas, maybe that's not considered a kviya sudo. That's only considered a tima b'alma. A tima b'alma we pass is mutter, says the Mishnah Berurah. There is a little bit of an interesting lashon in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says v'afilu lecho kima aser. When we come welcome Tima Ba'alma, many parents are filled with Paske Beitza Shari. Lech o Kimo is Aser, but Paske Beitza is Shari. So where's the Kimo, which is, if it's less than a Paske Beitza, then that's Mutter. More than a Paske Beitza, Lechari, that's not Kim anymore. Not exactly clear what that means. It could be that he's goofy referring to this. So the truth is that it's not clear what is considered a Tima Ba'alma. It seems in Reish Lamed Beis that it's totally in what the Allah has been given to Achilas Arai Chutzul Sukkah. You're allowed to have as many pears as you want, Chutzul Sukkah. 2,856 apples. Not a problem. And you could have that before Marv also. Plus another 200 bananas. Pears, afilo harve, is not a problem. What's the story with having chicken? Gvina, basar, what's the story with that? Is that a problem or not? Says the Derech HaChaim, the Baal Nesivus, Chavis Das, he says that you're allowed to have that also. As long as you're not kveveya. Does that mean if you are kaveh on it, then it's saka aser? So it's not clear also, because the mashmoy says, if you look at Hilchas Sukkah, if a person is kaveh, he has two pieces of chicken, and chips, and he has salad, and green beans, does he have to eat that in a sukkah or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says, nochrin lahachmir to eat it in a sukkah. Mikra adin, then itak not chayiv. The chayiv sukkah. It's not considered a kviya suda. If you don't have pasav abakistin, or you don't wash, chamesh is meaning dogon, and lachor it's not considered. Maybe you could dan that even though the Mishnah Berurah says lachmer, maybe you could dan that that's considered a te'ima ba'alma and therefore would be mutter. There's an Aruch HaShulchan that says something interesting. It says mutter b'te'ima b'ayinu sheloi b'suda kavua. What's the suda kavua? He's medayik from the lashon of oichol pitay. Sheloi b'suda kavua. V'chein menik ha'olam v'ein lefak mikvaz that klal uklal d'kein hu me'ikar adim. That's what he says. Now the question is, how do you define a suda kavua? So suda kavua means that you're washing and you're having more than a kebeah, then we understand. Then we have a good etzah for a lot of people. However, it's not going to help for anybody that's having washing. It's not going to help for anybody that's having chamishes mini dogon. That's already considered a kvias, because it's more than a kebeah. And mamela, it's not going to help us. So what do we do for those people? So we find, through the halachas over here in Sif Beis, there are kama possibilities of heterim. The first one is a shamer. Mishnah Berurah says that if you told somebody to help you, even though it's a Giyazman Kriyashma, 7 o'clock, 7:30 at night, and Tzitz Gichavim was an hour and a half ago, you can make somebody a Shomer, and Lechatchila to start eating a Pila Shomer. The Makaris from the Magen Avraham, who talks about being Samech on the Shamash, who is courier for Tvila, and the Makar for that is really a Ramah, who quotes the Ogur, Simon Reish Lamed Beit, that you're allowed to be samech on the shamish. Mishum the achshav currently based on knesses like hashinim dimo yifshav alei yisbalo. Now that's talking about actually davening. That's not talking about Kriyash Madaraisa. Memelo Poiskim or Mafakfake, among them Rabbi Yashiv, was Mafakfake, that Lachur is not Pashat at all, you could be Simcha and Shemer after the Giyaz Mano for Klapi Daraisa. However, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you could be Simcha on it. Mishnah Berurah paskins you could be Simcha on it, and if you could be Simcha on it, Kriya Shamish, which is not calling you specifically, Chaim Yanko, please come to daven. He's just banging on the doors and calling out. I remember when I used to live in Romema, there was a guy every day, 15 minutes before Mincha, go outside the shul and belt out at the top of his lungs, Tifilat Mincha, and everybody heard it from many buildings down. And everybody comes to daven. But he's not coming to your door and saying, it's a kaplan, please come and daven. Right? But if you make a shamer, that's much better. Shamer is even better, and he's certainly you could be Samech on him, says Mishnah Berurah, even after Higiyas Mani. Now the question is, who could be your shamer? So when you get to learning, he says you could point the shamer, but if the shamer is learning along with you, then you can't be Samech on him. So the person can say also, if the person is eating with you, Ken Zayin, there are those that want to say that you can't be Samech on him, because the same chash that you have, he has. There is an Eitzah, clappy this. I heard that from Berkowitz also. He says that you can't be Samech on your wife if she's eating together with you. But if you're Mamana, anybody else a Shamer, then that would be fine. There's even a Tzad that a child who's a Bar Samcha, who's a Bala Chayis, is old enough, is also a good enough Shamer. Unbutton a button. Is that considered? L'chor, unbuttoning a button is good for Asher Yatzar if you daven Asher Yatzar in the middle. If you use the bathroom in the middle of a Birchas Kriyas Shema. However, when you get to Daraisa, let's say subconsciously you button it, or let's say nobody reminds you. Sometimes people are embarrassed to tell you that you have a button open. So yeah, you have to know that's not really considered a good enough shamer. They talk about making a note. Most of the person say to leave a note for yourself is not good, even though when you get to Shabbos, maybe it does work. You need a proper shamer. Now the question is, what's considered? 1 second. Let's just talk about the cases. It's already later than I would have expected. Let's talk about the possibilities. When you get to a alarm, can you use an alarm clock? So lachar, an alarm clock is as a milo that it goes wherever you go. It's much better than a shamer. A shamer can leave in the middle. Yesh Lion, what happens if a shamer leaves in the middle? You remind a shamer, and then he leaves in the middle. He gets a phone call and he's got to go. So, are you allowed to continue? So the Bachash in Rish Tadi Tess, he says, yeah, that's considered Hiskel Beheter. That's not a problem. You were Hiskel Beheter, you're allowed to continue. The same way if you were to start before, it says Gehavim. But, can you rely on an alarm clock? So, Mitzad Sheni, even though the alarm goes wherever you go, but it doesn't tell you to daven Maariv. So maybe that was in those days. Because Manenu, your alarm also tells you to daven Maariv. Or you could put a little note, or even on a standard kosher phone, also you could set your alarm to tell you, please daven Maariv. It should tell you, it could be maklitid, or you could put a little note there to remind you. L'chara, that should be fine. L'maiser of Yashiv, Kimdumani was not semech. I heard that from Berkowitz also last time. He said, you cannot be semech, you need dafka person. Last time, I'll tell you the truth, after we learned this last time, it bothered me. Why can't you be Samech on an alarm clock? It's much better than a shamer. It goes wherever you are, and it's gonna. So you're gonna forget what the alarm is. Some people talk and forget what the alarm is for. So put a note there, or have an alarm clock that Taka tells you. Ma'aseh shehaya kachaya. A few months ago, I was getting ready for bed. It was about 12:45, and I say, "Oh Shrek, I didn't daven Maariv. How could that be? Head out to Shtiblach. How could it be? I set my alarm clock, I set my phone to remind me." I remember that that evening, somebody asked me to borrow my phone. They borrowed my phone, the alarm went off when they had it, and that was the end of that. The kids are, a shamer is not that way. That's the mile of a shamer. A shamer is going to call you up, and they're not going to say, you know, I didn't find him, so that's what a shamer is. A shamer is that he's going to remind you. It's not enough to just, I called and it was somebody else on the phone, so I thought that was good enough. No. You can have a shamer call you also, that's also fine. If he doesn't call, he can't get through to you, so then he's going to find some way to... But L'chara, that's why there are those that say that alarm is not enough. However, there are Mikkel, Shlomo Zalman was Mikkel, he was only not Samech on an alarm, and I think that is the simplest way, for the most part, 99% of the time, that it's going to be a good shamer. Not always a shamer. I think certainly one would be able to be semichon the phrasing that he could be semichon alarm clock. Rav Shlomo Zalman, even though he was semichon benegiah to eating, he was not semichon benegiah to sleeping, because when you're sleeping and your alarm goes off, I can't tell you how many people I know that could swear that their alarm did not ring in the morning. Everybody else heard it 3 or 4 times. Kasha v'maisa. So you hit the snooze, you hit the this. You can't be semichon alarm clock benegiah to sleeping. However, benegiah to eating, you would be allowed to be semichon that. Now, what's the story if you have a minyan kavua? Person always davens 8:45, night set is 9 o'clock, comes home at 7:30, 8:45 is Maariv, 10:30 is Maariv, whatever it is, in conjunction with night set, is that enough of a heter? So Mishnah Berurah says something interesting. He says that if you're learning in your house, then if you're davening in your house, then it's a problem to learn once it's already Higiyas Man Kriyashma. Says the Shara Tzion, V'kshum Ispal B'tzibur, Las Lamecha Shem Yivsha. If you're davening B'tzibur, there's no Chshah Shem Yivsha. What does it mean davening B'tzibur? Where are you learning? He didn't tell me where I'm learning. Mashmai says that even if I'm learning at home, if I'm going to daven B'tzibur, then I'm allowed to be Semich on that. Now, what does that mean? I have a minyan kavua, or does that mean that I always daven mitzibur? I never daven in my house. There's never going to be. I'm not going to sleep without davening. So the question is, where am I going to daven? I'll end up davening in a minyan. I'm going to go to shul. If I end up at Zichron Reisha at 2:30 in the morning, so it will be. But I always daven with a minyan. Is that enough or not? Do you need a minyan kavua? I saw the Shvus Yitzchak Darzi. In his, he declares in Chelik Beis Simon Chav Gimel. He has a whole parak benegia to eating before mitzvahs and Maariv and Mincha Ukidoyme, and he talks about all these shaylas. He was Mashamish. He learned with Rabbi Yashiv for 22 years, I think, or so. He has a lot of psukim from Rabbi Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman. And he clears this: do you have to have a minyan kavua or not? So he quotes his tshuva from Moshe when he gets the Sfirat HaOmer and eating and lulav and other things in Chelik Dalet Siman Tzadi Tes. Says that there are those that are semich on a minyan kavua. So he clears, why does it have to be a minyan kavua? Lachar, any time, as long as I daven with a minyan, that should be enough. He said, you hear from Yashu, that has to be a zman kavua. It's not enough that you just always daven with a minyan. You have to have a zman that you're going to go to daven. Because if not, then you might just forget about the entire thing. And Mamela, you need a zman kavua, you're going to daven. The Mashmoyis Karada is the lav dafki doesn't have to be a zman kavua every night. As long as you decided tonight, I'm davening at 9 o'clock, then that's considered a zman kavua. However, the way that I think the Oilim speaks it out is more that it has to be Azman Kavua Bechlal. It has to be, in general, Azman Kavua. And it happens to make sense because tonight you had Azman Kavua and then something came up, so you just have it. We don't live in, Djibouti where there's maybe one minyan. We don't live out in the boondocks. You live in Eretz Yisrael and you could have a minyan from 5 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock in the morning. There's no time, every 5 minutes. There's no problem getting a minyan. So, no! I don't daven now, I'll daven later. Now, those that live out of Yerushalayim and out of Eretz Yisrael, I grew up in a town, my father was a Rav in Shtot, and there was one minyan. You missed the minyan, that's it. You can daven in Philly Yeshiva, whatever, at 10:30 at night if you make it over there. But after the 5:15 Maariv, that's it, there's nothing going on. So, in a Hanami, in such a case, if there's only one minyan, then that's a davar kavua. But it's something which is not one minyan, then in Hanami it's not so posh. You have to have a zman kavua. Now, not all the pricing go with this. Lamaisa I heard from Reb Berkowitz, he says that a minyan kavua does not matter kriyas shma daraisa. And even though maybe it'll help you for tefillah is derabbanan, once you're davening, so you merely have a kriyas shma in between, but on a daraisa dika level, it doesn't even help you for the tefillah. It doesn't help you for the... There is no tefillah on a daraisa dika level. We only reckon the kriyas shma, and the minyan kavua doesn't help you. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that it does help you. That's only benegia to limud, he says. Benegia to daven, learning, that's what he says. But benegia to eating, then a taka doesn't help you. And kinir, that there's a chash of shemi yimashaych, or maybe we'll fall asleep. Kinir, what do we see from here? We see from here that there's no chash you're going to fall asleep when you're learning, but there is a chash you're going to fall asleep when you're eating. The davenenu, sometimes by people it's exactly opposite. But azekum toysacher, that even though a minyan kavua is not going to help you, when you get to achila, and sorry, but Yashiv says this also, the Shvus Yitzchak brings it down from Yashiv also. Minyan kavua does not help for eating, however, it will help for learning. There's the chash Hashem yimashich, which maybe have by learning, but you also the chash of maybe it's going to cause them to fall asleep, like the Mishnah Berurah says. And therefore, palmim yishtakeh ayde yizde gam b'shino, ayde da achila. That you don't have by limon. Now, however, in yeshiva, where they close the dining room, and there's a minyan kavua, there Shlomo Zalman says you can be samech on it. They're also closing it. They're also closing the dining room, so you can't stay there longer. And there's also a minyan kavua at Antari Shiva Davins at a certain time. And a chanami, we're allowed to be samech on that. Now, what's with eating by a chasana? Can you eat by a chasana? So I was giving chavura. Start with Rabbi Midkiri Adadi. Rabbi Midkiri Adadi. In Tafresh Samach Tes, Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a bunch of people eating together, then we say Rabbi Midkiri Adadi, and even though it's Shrichi Shechrus, like he says over there, you're allowed to be same on the fact that there's a bunch of people there. What's considered Rabbi Midkiri Adadi? How many people do you need? So I saw, and I would have thought Rabbi Mid 3. I saw in the Shurim from Avayashiv, my cousin put out Rabbi Cook, he put out Shurim from Avayashiv, he was very close to him. And he asked many questions to him. And one of the things that he says over there, he asked Rabbi Yashiv, how much is a rabbi? And Rabbi Yashiv said, two people. The same that we find when it gets to carrying a wet towel on Shabbos, that we're scared that a person's going to squeeze the towel. But if you have Rabbi Midkiri Adadi, then it's mutter, and that's even two people. So to over here, Rabbi Midkiri Adadi is two people. And even if it's a ben mishpach, he says, as long as the person is maybe not eating with you, it's even if the person is eating with you, because even if it's shrich and shichrus, but Rabbi Midkiri Adadi. So he says, how about your wife? He says, no, wife, it doesn't count. Wife doesn't count, maybe because she's not mechuyev badavar, so you don't have the Rabbi Midkiri Adadi. The pshat Rabbi Midkiri Adadi is that we're both mechuyev, so we're both going to remind each other. That would matter lechura Rabbi Midkiri Adadi, that's even if it's two people. Now, does this help for a chasana? A person goes to chasana, the halacha is, says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, that you're not allowed to be samech on the Kriyas Shamish when you're by a chasana, because since it's Shrichi Shechris, it's a Suda Gedoyla, therefore you're not allowed to be samech on the Kriyas Shamish. Does that mean you're also not allowed to be samech on a Shemer? Or a Shemer is much better? So the Shemer Levi says a Shemer is better. He's talking about something else. The other question that we had, going to sleep after Aleis HaShachar and Leil Shavuos, many people do that. They stay up till the night and they learn, but they want to have a clear head when they daven. So they go to sleep in the morning and they wake up for a later minyan. Problem is, how are you allowed to go to sleep after Aleis HaShachar? You're not allowed to go to sleep. There it is, he says, make a shamer. You're not allowed to be samech when you get to sleeping. You're not allowed to be samech on Kriyas HaShamish. He says Kriyas HaShamish is different than shamer. Shamer is a guy that's coming. Kriyas HaShamish is like an alarm clock. You bang him on the head and he tells him to come back in 5 minutes. But a shamer, that's not what it is. A shamer is going to come up to you and tell you, listen here, you made me a shamer, that you should wake you up. You got to get up now. That's much better. Mameila, Lachera, a shamer is better. And a shamer, if you make a specific shamer, that would help you for a chasana. Now, I was giving chabura on Thursday for the first Seder, and the Talmud Chacham was listening into the chabura, and being ma'er chashev haaretz, I have to say. Afterwards, I was speaking to him, and he mentioned to me that he was by a chasana once, and he called up a rabbi, he asked the rabbi, what should he do? He wants to eat. The rabbi says, ask the guy next to you to remind you. He says, he could be a shamer, he's eating. He says, yeah, rabbi mitzkri al-dadi, even though it's only two people. That's how we went to halach l'maisa. L'chor, according to Yashar, that would work out. If you understand, Rabbim is two people, and it works even makom shrich shechrus, then in the chanami, tell the person next to you, remind me, I'll remind you, we'll remind each other, and that would help you even benegea to a chasana. Now, how can you let it start Shalosh Shudis if it's less than a half an hour before Shkiyah, if you're not allowed to start afterwards? So that, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, even though in Eretz Yisrael, many people are saying from 20 minutes to ready to consider Zman Kriyashma, which would mean that you're not allowed to start Shalosh Shudis 10 minutes before Shkiyah. He says it's a mitzvah iveris, he brings down. So if those that say maybe it's a ketzer shulchan, that it's a mitzvah iveris and you could be mekel up until shkia. And I saw b'shem Rabbi Yashav also is mekel when you get to that. B'chlal, the Aruch HaShulchan says that, he says b'fat that it's a different day, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman. It's a mitzvah iveris, b'fat that it's a different day. It's different than every other case of half an hour before this man, which is usually ready after Shkia. We're saying that before Shkia, Kilo a different day. It's daytime still, and we're talking about Kriyas Mashal Arvis. It's much more like. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he says that Yesh Al Mi Lismech, to go like the Taz, that says you don't have to stop a half an hour beforehand. It's only a few minutes beforehand. The Mela, his lashon is Yesh Lay Ami Lismay. Somebody wants to be Samech on the Taz, Yesh Lay Ami Lismay. Then we'll bear with me for another few minutes. Sif Gimel. Lechatzchila tzarach lekdis kriyas shema miyad v'tzitz gerchovim. V'zman ad chatzi laila v'mover v'yichar v'korach laila v'neshachar yotzi dech avotzen. Lechatzchila tzarach mechaber to lein kriyas shema right away. Now the shayla is, why are the people not machbed on this? Do we know anybody that goes out right away? There are people that they daven minchamar together, but right by tzitz gerchovim. Most people, they come home, they're not machbed to daven right away by tzitz gerchovim. What's happened? And many other oilim ask me, how come we don't stop milliseconds later? So the reason we don't stop in the middle of second Seder is because it's Hizcho Beheter. You started learning before Heter. That means, I just want to clarify, if you start battling in the middle of Seder, you might have to daven Maariv. So, please don't. It's Hizcho Beheter, once it's Hizcho Beheter, you're allowed to continue. Now, why is Noila Makbid on this? Now, the shayla is, where's the Makar for this halacha that you're supposed to daven right away? Did we see in any Rishon that you're supposed to daven right away, you're supposed to start learning Kriyashma right away? We did. Rabbeinu Yena says it lahadyo. He brings a raya from the Gemara that even according to Gamaliel, it's not clear where he saw the raya from. Many of the Olam had trouble. I myself have trouble. I don't have a good answer. Anybody has a good answer, please help me out. But from Gamaliel, he brings a raya that even Gamaliel is maskim that you have to learn Kriyash Melechatchila, miyad v'tzitz gerchovim. And if you look at the Vera Gerla says, what's the Makar? Rabbeinu Yena Sham, Ladas Kula Tanai. According to everybody, everybody's maskim, you have to learn Kriyash Melechatchila right away. However, then how do you continue the next one? Vizmana ad chatzia laila. Who is that? Rabbeinu Yena? Rabbeinu Yena says you have to learn Gamaliel. After you meet the Lechatchila, you're allowed to go to Lamud Shachar. Where does it say you have to learn it? Ad Chatzia Lailo. Lechatchila. Where does that come from? So the truth is that it's. If you look at Aruch HaShulchan says this is a Limud Zchus on Klal Yisrael. That he's passing like Rabbeinu Yena, and Rabbi Shenem don't go like Rabbeinu Yena, b'chol. And they don't say that you have to learn Kriyashma right away. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah says that in the Bir Halacha, he says he's not passing like Rabbeinu Yena. He's passing like the Rambam. And the Rambam holds the Chatchila, he's supposed to learn Kriyashma right away. He's the one that said we pass like the Chachamim, and Rameila lechatchila ad chatzaris, b'diyevet ad lechamud ha-shachar. But lechatchila, it should be right away. Ba'etzem, the Beit Yosef says this himself. And this is the second thing that I don't know where he got it from. Beis Yosef says, according to the Rambam, the Mashmois is, you have to learn Kriyashma right away. Where did you see that in the Rambam? I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, what's the reason why? Zrizim, Magdim, and Lemitzvayt. Something we haven't seen yet in the entire Sugya. We saw a lot of Shittas in the Rishonim. We saw a lot of Gemaras. We didn't see anything about Zrizim, Magdim, and Lemitzvayt. This is something which is Nageya to every Mitzvah. It's not because Oichol Kima, Ishun Kima, or Chshashav, Yichat Feneshina, Vechulu. All the Chshashas that we saw beforehand, the Mishnah Berurah says it's something different than Zrizim, Magdim, and Lemitzvayt. That's the case. And that's a good limud chus for Klai Yisrael. Zuz Magdim Mitzvah is the best oifen to do the mitzvah is right away. Now, let's say you have an inni to do mitzvah and a better oifen later on. For example, you're in the middle of learning now, so you don't want to stop. Or because you have a minyan kavua, which is you'll be able to mechaven in more. Or because of 25 other reasons why you want to daven at a different one, then in a chanami you won't have this mila's reason, but you have a different mila of kavana. We saw that in Tafresh and Aleph. Let's say you can get a hider dika esreg by Hallel. Or a more mohudr dika esrig later on, do we say zviz magdim the mitzvah to do the mitzvah right away, or to wait for the hither later on? Says the Shari Tshuva, you could wait for later on, because your zor is to do the mitzvah on oifen mohudr. So too, your zor is to do the mitzvah with more kavana. Memela, lav dafki tiftalein kriyashma right away. It's only an Indian of zrizus, and kokama that you have another reason why you might not want to, then you wouldn't have to. Now, until when do you have to daven Maariv? You see, Kriyashma says the Chatzila al-Chatzais. How about Maariv? Maariv is also before Chatzais or not? So in Simen Kof Chet, when it gets to Tashlumin, the Mishnah Berurah says that Lechatzila, there are those that want to say Lechatzila, if you want to be Mashlim Mincha by Maariv, you miss Mincha, you want to be Mashlim by Maariv, Lechatzila you should be Mashlim before Chatzais. You can only be Mashlim before Chatzais, which is Lechatzila's man of Maariv. He says, no, you haven't even told Leis HaShachar. But it's Mavur, Mitech Dvarav, that the lechatchila zman, even for Maariv, is also by Chatzos. Now, let's say your choice is to daven be yachid before Chatzos or in a tzibur after Chatzos. So, Ish Yisrael brings down from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that says you should daven be yachidus before Chatzos. However, like I heard from Rav Berkowitz, he says that in a chanami, if you could be mechaven. However, like Rav Moshe says in Shuvah, bizmanenu, you basically basically have to daven with a minyan because no one is convinced that they really have so much kavana. And a person hinkel kaber leimat tefilas ram tefila betzibur, that you're good to go, even if a person is not mechaven. But mainly says if you know that you could daven, says Rebbe Brookwitz, if you know that you could daven mitzchila vatzoyf, and you could be mechaven, atoyv amanayim. However, if a person is not so sure that he's going to be mechaven koroi, he didn't say it has to be mamash like a dava tefila atoyv. If you can be mechaven. However, if you're not sure that you can be mechaven, then the better is to wait till after chatzos. Kimdumani, that's the meaning of many. Sif Dalid is Akir Kirishma Shal Aris Achashal Amur Shachar, Kedamani Tachama, Lo Yati Dechavati, and Kino Yoinis. Kain Shikara Chorla, Kiyisman, Vaunis Shikara Oz, Lo Yom Hashkivenu, the Kim Shalom and Shachar, and Nishis Manchkin. But we're not going to be discussing now whether or not you're allowed to do a Tartid Sassari of Shriv of Kirishma Shal Shachar, and Arvis, that's in Simenun Ches. His Hashem will see that. However, the halacha is a person that's davening after Alayis Shachar, if it's ba'inis, he does not say hashkivenu. Now, if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he says, l'chor, you should be able to say hashkivenu, l'shalim. Or I would say, you could say hashkiveni, because it's only hashkivenu, says the Maharsha, that it's not a zman for the rabbin, for the yachid, it still is a zman shchiva. That's why you're allowed to learn Krishma. In fact, if you're, that's your havara, I don't know, hashkiveni, maybe. But that's a mashana, l'chor, from the reason that Chazal didn't say that. It's not brought down halacha. Then kinyan that's mashanam and medmei ashtavu chachamim, and that does not work. Now, how about shmoyin esrei? Should you daven shmoyin esrei? So the Mishnah Berurah says no. You don't daven shmoyin esrei. If you look at the Aruch Hashulchan, he names on kapshuta that he daven shmoyin esrei. Kol shekin that you say, he says the brachas of Kriyat Shema, and kol shekin that you say shmoyin esrei. Now it's interesting that we say the brachas and we don't say shmoyin esrei. Because the brachas are not brachas in Kriyat Shema, they're brachas that are shaykh to tefillah. And the brachas that are shaykh to tefillah, then how should we be able to say them? Elamai, they are shaykh to a certain extent to the Kriyat Shema, and even though we're not saying Ashkivin, we are saying the other ones, and we're not saying the brachas of Shmoyne Esrei. So, Allah Alamaita, Lachor, it's a Savak Sabal, Savak brachas Lachal. We don't daven Shmoyne Esrei in such a case, even though the person was an Einim. Now, let's say a person has 5 minutes before Alayhi Sashach. He wakes up 5 minutes Alayhi Sashach. What should he do? Kriyat Shema or Shmoyne Esrei? So, it depends what the case is. If your mamish wasn't an oinus, if a guy was an oinus till 5 minutes beforehand, then certainly daven shmoyin esrei, because you can't daven shmoyin esrei afterwards, and then you're an oinus, and you say kriyat shma afterwards. Shel is if you were preshev the entire time. Can you say, oh, the last 5 minutes I woke up? That yesh lion, whether or not you could do that, and say, or you say, yes, the zman of oinus is, I was a preshev, tchalasu b'pshev, a seifu b'oinus. And I have, right now I'm stuck. And b'meil I'm allowed to daven and say kriyat shma afterwards. One second, I'm sorry. Is this the last halacha? Because we're way over time. What's the story of a person puts that on his head at night? He puts his head down on his arm to just take a short little nap. And the next thing he knows, he wakes up after Alayhi Shachar. Is that considered an Einus or not? So it really depends. That we saw in Mishabura. Mishabura says that if a person gets shikr, if he gets shikr after the Zman, if he thought that he was going to sober up before Alayhi Shachar, then he's considered an Einus. Now, I don't think that applies to Purim when a guy is trying to knock down as much as he possibly could. I thought I was going to sober up by the morning. No, you didn't. But in a Hanami, in a case where a person drinks a little bit, he's by Chasana, he didn't think he got a little bit of tipsy, then in a Hanami, that's considered an Einus. The Shaila is, can you say that by sleeping? If you put down your head, so I saw somebody wanted to say, if it's Mamish, you're not on a shtender or something, you're just putting your head down on your arms and you never sleep for a long time, that's considered an Einus if you woke up. Last time I spoke to Rabbi Berkowitz, he told me that if you put your hand down on your arm, then you can't consider that an oinus. That's good for what Chazal were being chayshish for. But he says a lot of times he sees by Vasikim, people go down for Tachnun, and they finish davening, and the people are still done. That's a kavua that people are able to, you know, sleep for quite some time on the arm. If you know you never sleep for more than whatever it is, then maybe in a chanami, that's mamash considered an oinus. You never sleep for a certain amount of time. But, that is, a person is tired, he puts down his head at night, l'chor, that's exactly what the Ishan Kima that Chazal were telling us, and that wouldn't be considered an oinus.